You're listening to Live Free, Think Free on 90.1 KPFT Houston, your home for uncensored news and underground music since 2011.
All right, let's jump into some news. I got this one story, Micah, that just popped up on my radar before we did this show here about Missouri City, which for those who are unaware is in the Houston area, just outside of Houston. And it's kind of interesting. I think this maybe can open up a little bit of a conversation on this whole thing. Missouri City Council passes massage parlor ordinance. And in ordinance, the city would require massage parlors to have certain application requirements that would have to be updated, outside windows that are transparent, licensed therapists with their licenses visibly displayed, and no ATMs allowed on the site. So, you know, okay, let's read before I insert my opinion. Missouri City Council passed a new ordinance that increases regulations. That's right. It would require certain application requirements have to be updated, outside windows transparent, all the things we just said. Also requires doors to be unlocked during business hours and a peace officer to be granted access. And according to the ordinance, it says, quote, massage establishments have been shown to be detrimental to the public health, safety, morals, and general welfare of the citizens of the city, and therefore such activities must be regulated. Owners who are not in compliance will have to forfeit their certificate of occupancy or have it suspended. And Missouri City currently has 16 massage businesses operating within their city ordinance, their city limits, which I guess is is part of this. And they have a statement from a woman who says that she was once trafficked in Fort Bend County, which is the county where Missouri City's at, just outside of Houston and Harris County. And she's saying, quote, what these ordinances do is decrease demand for sex buying in the city. In addition to that, they prevent them from opening up in the first place. They can't get through the permitting process. There are teeth built in that go back and close them down. So, I don't know that what she just said is accurate or is true. I don't know that it's false either. I'm just saying I don't know. I haven't looked into that research that maybe she has as far as specific research that shows these type of ordinances decrease demand for sex buying in the city, as she just stated. But I definitely do know that this is clearly an increase in regulation of a business, like no ATMs, you know, down to the type of windows that you can have. And obviously governments do these sort of thing all the time. And it's maybe not that surprising to people. But yeah, outside of the sort of connection and the attempt to stop trafficking or sex crimes, which I think is what this woman's referring to because they mentioned trafficking, it's definitely a government overreach for sure.
They're saying a lot of people are trafficked through massage parlors?
Yeah, which I think is a real thing. I mean, I think that definitely does happen. Like Houston has Houston. I mean, we could talk about Houston specifically. Houston, remember we talked over the years, they created the rule, the Sweet 16 thing that like you're allowed to have certain kind of strip clubs and this and that. And like, and we've seen parlors get raided even. And then there's other places where these parlors are sort of hubs or fronts for actual trafficking. I remember there was a case a couple years ago, right off 45, not far from where we were living at the time. Yeah, I guess that's what this is aimed at.
It's a difficult thing to even talk about, you know. It's easy to take a dogmatic stand on it, you know, and say, look, it's horrible for, you know, government to regulate any business, et cetera, et cetera. But I guess it comes into, you know, again, what's the proper role of the use of force? I don't know. I mean, clear glass, you know, does this help? ATMs, you know, in the abstract, I might say, why would you stop a business from having ATMs? How's that connected, et cetera? What's this, trying to stop cash flow? You know, I don't understand in some ways. And then in other ways, I can understand why if people were being like, I just think that if it was so bad that people were consistently being trafficked through these businesses, are you telling me the police couldn't just do something about that, and that somehow no ATMs and clear windows is going to do what policemen with badges and guns and authority of the state couldn't do. So that's the that's kind of where I come on it. I understand a motivation to stop people being violated by force as they are in human trafficking, but I'm not sure how to use force to do that. And if it's already the way we stop it is by the use of force through law of going and arresting people for human trafficking and prostitution and all these different things. That's already there. So it's another one of these things that it defies the mind. I mean, is it to make them spend more money and you know, have less sources of income? I don't know. Is it to appear to do something? I mean, how much of it do you think might be that, Derek? I mean, how much of it might be to appear to be doing something about a problem that maybe no one's really doing anything about? Because you got men, what is it? How many legion of police officers now who cannot stop it, but clear windows and ATMs being gone will? I think it's more an appearance thing, and I think it's going to cost businesses money.
Yeah, so you're listening to Live Free, Think Free right now. We broadcast every week on 90.1 KPFT Houston on the Conscious Resistance. We're talking about this new ordinance in the Houston area, Missouri City, requiring a number of new regulations for massage parlors in an attempt, or at least that's the way the story was framed, to go after human trafficking. And we've got a couple of interesting comments. Daryl Ernst says, always human trafficking. Why can't people be adults and admit that there are women who would prefer to sell themselves over flipping hamburgers for $7.25 an hour? And I think that Daryl maybe is taking a derogatory tone with that, but I think that what he points to is a reality, is that there are in some cases, I don't want to say all cases, definitely not all the cases, because human trafficking does exist, but there are cases where people do voluntarily prostitute themselves or voluntarily go out to do sex work. And in fact, Micah, it's interesting because, you know, what they're talking about here, massage parlors, it almost kind of feels sort of old school, right? Like, because think about the internet now, like it's OnlyFans, it's Locals. It's like there's a million streaming websites out there where young entrepreneurial people, men or women, could go create accounts and can, you know, do sex work online if they wanted to, streaming, you know, these cameras that people do. And that's a quite popular industry, and people are making money that way. And I think that to me is like, that's a voluntary consensual thing. People are legitimately doing that, but that's totally different from the idea that somebody is being, you know, forced to work in a massage parlor, and then, you know, forced to be travel and things like that. Because when I covered human trafficking in Houston years ago, around the time of the Super Bowl, one of the things that I learned from interviewing various people who work in some of the, you know, some of these strip clubs in Houston, and some that also have people who are clearly being trafficked. I talked to different people, including what are they called? The bouncers who've been bouncing at these clubs for 20 plus years, and said that sometimes women will show up at a club or say a massage parlor, and they show up in different cars, and they seem to be coming there, you know, completely on their own volition, and they do the work and stuff. But then in reality, they've had situations where they found out like those women were actually living in a house or a hotel together with a pimp like waiting back for them. And, you know, he had their passports or was threatening them in some sort of way and was like, hey, go to work. And so they show up in separate cars to appear totally disconnected. But in reality, they're, you know, being trafficked in some way. So I say all that to just say like these things do happen. Some people do want to go pursue sex work voluntarily, and people are trafficked in situations that might seem voluntary or consensual. That might not be.
Yeah, I think that's an important distinction to be made, because it's subtle and people don't always see it. And I think that's quite often a problem with interpretation. So, yeah, it's good to make that distinction there.
Hey, everyone. This is Derek Bros with Live Free, Think Free, and the Conscious Resistance Network. Guys, I just want to remind you guys that until September 3rd, we are partnering with John Bush's Live Free Academy. And if you go to our website and you check out this banner here, the Exit and Build Home Studying on a Budget Workshop, you can really get access to all kinds of valuable information from John Bush, Rebecca Powers, Marjorie Wildcraft, Paul Wheaton, Nicole Sauce, Jack Spierko, and a few others. And it's going to be a virtual single-day workshop on exit and build homestead secrets for people on a budget. So if you don't got a lot of money, you don't have land, but you're still looking for ideas on fighting against inflation, supply chain shortages, food disruption, etc., then visit thehoustonfreethinkers.com. This is where our website, where you can find all of our archives and our show for the last decade. And click on this banner here. It'll take you directly to the website for the Homestead on a Budget workshop. And you can watch the video and learn more, or you can just go straight to signing up. This is taking place September 3rd at 10 a.m. Central. And yes, if you don't get to watch it live, the archive will be made available to you. So basically, you pay $57, you get all this awesome information, and you get to own it forever. And you support Live Free, Think Free, and our work that we're doing, bringing truth to the Houston airwaves and beyond. So please consider visiting thehoustonfreethinkers.com and giving a click on our banner to help support our efforts. Until next time, guys, remember, you are powerful, You are beautiful and you are free. Peace.